My historical segment today has been very much of its day, if you will. That's a very cool West Coast sound, I guess, from 1952 with a very young quartet with Jerry Mulligan and Chet Baker on the 10-inch album. It came out on Pacific Jazz LP number 1. And as I mentioned, I became the owner of that by paying 75 cents to a schoolmate whose father hated it and told him to get rid of it. It's worth a lot more than 75 cents now. At least to me, it's one of my prized possessions. I don't have a lot of vinyl left, but I do have that one. And I thought I'd play the whole thing for you. And because I was talking to Mu Hoag about early influences, and this was clearly one of them. It introduced me to a style and a way of writing that Mulligan perfected over the next few decades. 1952 there. Well, we've slipped into the third hour of our show today. It's now 12:09, and I'll talk about the show in a minute, but I know you just are dying to know exactly what you're listening to.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW KUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Victoria King speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thank you, Victoria. Yes, I hope you will. And as always, this little station is getting ready to gear up for its annual fund drive coming up in a few weeks. So any of you out there who have participated in that before know exactly what that's like. If you haven't, it's time you did. And all the hosts will be asking for your assistance with our fund drive, which we do every year and which we need to find the money to keep this little engine chugging. And the program that you're listening to within this great little station is Voyage. And my name is Keith Black. Jazz live between 10 and 1 on Wednesdays. Anytime at all at ckuw.ca, where we archive our shows and we stream them live there as well. Glad you could be here, and I hope you can tune in regularly and certainly take advantage of the opportunity to help us out when it gets to fund drive time in a couple of weeks. Well, moving to the present now from 1952, a long time ago that historical segment was, saxophonist Jon Erabagon, and I'm never sure if he pronounced it's J-O-N, and sometimes the guys pronounce it John, and sometimes they pronounce it Yawn, and I'm not sure what Erabagon does, but he plays tenor pretty well, however he pronounces his name. Matt Mitchell on piano and Fender, Chris Lightcap on electric and acoustic bass, and Dan Weiss on drums. With there's some a couple of guests. Miles Okazaki sits in on guitar on a couple of the tracks. Let me see. Not the ones I'm playing today, though. But there's your basic group. The album is called Sundance. I'm going to play two tracks, a long one and a short one. The short one, which is second, is called Bebop, and you'll understand that why, because it is, and it only goes 2.5 minutes or so. But the longer one is called Mammoth, and they stretch out a little on this one here. From Rising Sun is saxophonist Jon Erabagon. Thank you. Now, you see, that's what happens when you put one of the best current saxophonists and say, okay, now play some bop. And they do it just superbly, right? That was Jan Arabagon from his album called Rising Sun. But along with the very modern writing that you heard for the longer track there, they throw in this bebop thing, which is just very cool indeed. And they go like a bat, don't they? Anyhow, that was a great album. I think it was at least early last year. It's been around for a while anyhow. It's called Rising Sun, and a very great talent there. 12:28, it's getting close to the last half hour of our program today. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. The program is Voyage. I'm Keith Black. Well, going back to some more gentle music now, I suppose, with some strings attached, as the saying goes, as well. Andrea Keller is a pianist, leader, composer, educator from Australia that I just absolutely respect. She has a new album out called Flicker and Kohler Bird, and that is actually got some partial reruns, if you will, of tracks that were recorded earlier, at least recorded earlier, if not actually released, with some brand new ones as well. And the album says Trio, Strings, Voices, and that sort of that explains it. The trio is John Mackey on saxophone, Miroslav Bukovsky on trumpet and flugelhorn, and of course Keller on piano. The strings are added on some tracks. There are string sections from both Sydney and Canberra. And there are several vocalists on some scores. They are reciting poems and other things as well. A very neat, very mixed in its range and in its mood, but a very fine album from a very fine artist from Australia. I'm going to play two tracks. The first one is called Compassionately Yours. Actually, three tracks. The second track is called Cry Heart But Never Break. And it is a quote from a children's book about grief, about the reality of dealing with loss. And it's a neat title for the book, and it's the title of the second track. The third track is called Pennies from Eve. Here is Andrea Keller from Australia. First track is Compassionately Yours. Thank you.
Cry heart by
Andrea Keller, leader, pianist, composer, educator, whatever, from Australia, with some tracks from her album called Flicker and Polar Bird. That last track was called Pennies from Eve. And I'll play probably more of that as the weeks go by. I am very impressed with this woman's talent, and I've communicated with her a little bit through emails about some of the work that she has done, and I'm very, very happy with being able to have made that contact. Well, it's 12:47. It's just about the end of our show today, and I'm going to take us out again with another real change of direction, if you will. From Vancouver, there's a group of very great improvisational musicians that come together every now and then. I think this may be their third album. I don't know. It's certainly not their first. It's called Sick Boss. And Sick Boss is made up of Peggy Lee on cello, Josh Zubot on violin, J.P. Carter on trumpet, Dan Gosher on drums, James Mager on bass and synthesizers, Cole Schmidt on guitar. And they sort of take sometimes covers, sometimes original tunes, and then just work with them. It's a very cool album, for sure. It's on Drip Audio, and I've mentioned before, if you see an album that's on Drip Audio, then you know that it's going to be a challenge, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be worth the effort, but it's not going to be sort of elevator music, as the old saying used to go. And I'm going to take us out with the Sick Boss, and it will take us to the end of our show today. My name's Keith Black, and as always, I need to thank this station and all of you for allowing me to keep doing this all these years. And every year I say, I don't know if I'll be around for another fund drive, but it looks like I'm going to be around for another fund drive coming up in a couple of weeks. So I want to sort of nudge all my regular donors and any irregular donors and new donors and whatever out there to pay attention for the next couple of weeks. And once we get into fund drive, do your best to help this little station continue to be just as great as it is. And now I'll take us out with Sick Boss for the rest of the show. This track is called Dr. Dawn, D-A-W-N. Here's Sick Boss. See you next week. Yeah.